We're coming to you live from Voyeur's big dance floor.
This girl with her bubble ponytail keeps fucking hitting me.
This fucking bitch, this straight bitch, with her pasties and her lack of class and taste. And they play 1 second of a song in this damn dance floor. What's your take?
What?
What's your take?
This music sucks.
Yeah, this music does suck. Upstairs is the better one. What are they playing now?
Do you recognize this?
Sounds like early 2000s. Meaning,
oh, I can't.
Oh my god. Whatever it is, it's like, oh, Mr. Brightside, the Killers. Where is that? Jamie? Oh my god, they're gone. Oh, it's Mr. Brightside, it's the Killers. Let's do it. 1 minute, like, little mini podcast right here.
I need to leave. Mr. Brightside. They played something so heinous.
Heinous. Like, this is a gay club, not a straight club, but is it?
What are they playing now?
Mr. Brightside or like fucking Sum 41.
Is it Sweet Caroline?
The
Brightside
was way better than that. Oh, they're gonna play that next.
Okay, I think we should.
Right. We're gonna go upstairs and dance a little more and then go. It's two.
Let's go upstairs. Where the music is.
Me.
Hello, Tony.
Hanging on your boom, pack it up.
I need to do like a thick, deep reading, a close reading of that line.
She was high and drunk.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. It's cute when it came out.
Okay. Is it recording? Okay.
Yeah. It's going.
Should we do Healy first?
I don't know. Maybe we should do it as a segment later.
Mm-hmm. We stole a helium balloon from the street. We're so bad.
We're so bad. Wouldn't that just be bad?
Oh my god. I'm going through my hair.
Yes, curves. I'm smoking my mom's cigarette.
I smoked a bunch of them already. The week before our concert. I've been smoking a lot this week. But I'm celebrating the end of my master's.
That's exactly right.
Do
you know what I had? You know what thought I had?
What?
We walked down the stairs at the club at Voyeur. And I said to myself, this smells like the Costco food court.
Not a good sign.
No, not a good sign.
I mean, not that the... Well, okay. We can talk about that. Do you have memories of the Costco... Like, is that like a... Like, bring back a weird childhood memory for you?
I just like when I was still eating meat, I would have a hot dog with ketchup.
Oh, I would always...
And a frozen Coke. Well, that was at Sam's Club. And, of course, like... Or like a fountain drink.
I get the $1 pizza.
Yeah, the pizza.
And then we would get a berry smoothie.
Oh, mama.
That was like the treat.
Yeah.
I was like, I really wanted to get like one of the coffee ice cream things, but my parents wouldn't let me.
What I always wanted to get but never did was one of those chicken bakes. They always look so good.
Oh, those look good.
Apparently they are good.
They aren't or are?
They are.
Oh, I believe
it. Which makes me feel bummed out that I never tried it.
I mean, you could try now. You could eat
chicken. I know,
chicken.
But I just like...
How often do you think about eating
I took a bite of a chicken hot taco accidentally, and I just did not like it. Like, I bit into it, and I was like, is this sand?
Sorry for the sound effects. I'm trying to make my hair glossy.
Yeah, it's gonna look fabulous tomorrow.
After we put it...
Right, in a protective hairstyle.
Honestly, to not... Maybe we shouldn't use that language, but some of the people in this room might need a protective hairstyle to protect their hair when it is...
From being depressed.
No, exactly. Like, it's like... Like, I can't even imagine what it must be like for, like, people with hair, like... Like, with, honestly, any kind of hair texture, really. But, like, especially 4C. Like, when you're expected, like, especially if you're a black person, you're expected to, like, the hygiene and, like, kind of hair maintenance and appearance that you're expected to, like, upkeep is very different from us as white people. Like, you know, we can walk around with, like, looking feral, and it's, like, not dangerous, as dangerous for us. You know, I think that, like, of course it's complicated, and there's, like, reasons of, like, different identity and intersecting identity categories, but, like, whatever. Like, but, like, really, it must be, like, so hard, like, if you, like, struggle, like, with depression and have 4C hair, like, ooh, yeah. like, because, like, society just is, like, less accepting of, like, when people of color don't upkeep good hygiene, in quotes, oh, which is just beauty, yeah. You know, like, like, I mean, like, taking care of your hair, like, it's, I would say, is not a hygiene thing, it is an appearance thing, unless you want to keep your hair, you know? Like, because, like, if hygiene were the only thing, we would all just be shave our heads all the time, you know? But, like, yeah. If you want to keep hair because it makes you feel good and makes you feel like a human, then I would say having good hair hygiene is important. But it's, like, the rules are just different.
There was a girl when I was in the hospital who was there pretty much the same amount of time that I was, who they had to give a haircut because it was so bad.
Oh, that makes me really sad, too. I feel like, I mean, like, it's just, like...
Thankfully, like, the occasional, like, kind soul that was on my unit would be like, I need to help you.
I mean, not...
Which was very sweet.
Not to be, like, not to call you out, but, like, you're, like, in your life right now, like, it is important for, like, I hope that you ask one of the people who works with you if you can, like, honestly, what I think you should do is you should, like, go to a hair salon pretty regularly.
You know? I agree. It's expensive.
It's expensive. Or just, like, find someone you know, like, Judy, who's, like, good at with hair and who might be willing for, like, $20, like, bi-weekly to, like, just braid your hair and comb right. And detangle it.
Yeah, I agree. I had another.
Because you, hair. I mean, especially because you just don't, like, I would do it every week at least, like, or more often, but I don't live with you.
Yeah, I had another hair anecdote, but now I can't remember.
Well, I just, like, I also, like, have so many flyaways. I just, like, wish I had...
Your hair looks, doesn't look, I think it's also, I think you, if even if you have some, you appear not to because of the lightness of your hair.
Oh, okay. You think it works? I make it work?
Like, I don't think, like, maybe if, like, I don't know, you emerge from a 10-hour sleep, maybe then I would say, okay. But, like, generally, like, the picture I took, I sent, the other day,
let's post that on.
My friends, yeah. And they were like, well, Peter Stewart's gay boyfriend was like, I would kill someone to have that hair again.
Honestly, Peter, if you're listening to this, pay me $50, I'll shave my head, and you can have it as a wig.
Wig. Yeah, but Peter is very short hair right now, so...
Yeah, so perfect. It's perfect for a wig. You right. Just pop a cap on.
He suddenly had long hair. People would be like, what the fuck?
No, you just wear it when you go out, you know?
Okay.
Like, he doesn't have to wear the wig all the time. I'm not saying you install this wig permanently.
Right.
We're not getting you plugs. It's just a nice, it's a weekend wig.
Did you see the Trixie video? She was like, just got back from Turkey. And she
oh,
like,
yes!
This weave.
How oily is too oily for hair?
I mean, I think officially, like, it likes to be as oily as possible. But, like, people have told me, like, so, the two opinions I feel like I've gotten, like, hairdressers are like, oh, never wash it. Never ever wash it. That's so, wow, I wish I could do that. And then healthcare, like, behavioral healthcare workers are like, you have to wash it or it's gonna smell. And I'm like, I don't know if that really matters.
I feel like if you... So, one thing I read was that, like, before people regularly wash their hair, and in Europe, like, regularly, like, mm-hmm. like, we're getting, like, bathing the way we do it.
Yeah.
Like, they would just comb their hair a lot. Like, you comb your hair out.
Yeah.
It distributes the oils, you know?
Yeah. I heard that was a myth, but I don't think it is.
What, the just combing out of your hair helps?
The distributing, like... Because I, like, have wavy hair, and someone was like, never use a bristle brush on your hair again. And I'm like, what the fuck?
No, but even just combing it with a regular comb, like, I think it
Or
really,
a wide-tooth comb, yeah, I know.
Like, I'm using a wide-tooth comb right now. And so I would say I have wavy hair. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it between wavy and curly?
Yeah, because it's, like, it's...
Does it look
The thing
right
is,
now?
Like, when you have shorter hair, it still curls a little bit. But, like, when I have short hair, my hair does not look curly at all. It's just it gets wavy and curly when it gets longer.
So...
Will you Google white women pop stars?
So, we weren't wanted... So, for the first segment, we wanted to talk about, like, whiteness in music. White musicians.
Specifically Taylor Swift.
Well, so it started from Taylor Swift, but can I, like, say my reason? Wait, before I do that, there was something I wanted
Meghan
to
Trainor.
Meghan Trainor.
Not good, right?
Not good. You know who likes Meghan Trainor? Someone you met this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I don't think a lot, but, like, at least somewhat. Which
sorry
is,
to this man.
Sorry to that man. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the edge.
What I love is seeing, like, every time I see a video of some hair person on TikTok, they're, like, going through products in the grocery store shelf, and they're like, never, never, never. And I'm like, never have I ever had my hair become damaged by anything but me being depressed, you know? Like,
well, it's also, like, they're like, never use this. It's like, okay, let me spend, like... Like, I really...
Oh, sorry, I can't afford Aveda.
I, like, also, like...
Although Shea Moisture is a good brand.
I heard that it was...
Oh, no, you heard it's bad?
Well, I've heard... I don't even know if this is, like, a real rumor. So, I'll say nothing.
If you look at the ingredients, there isn't... There, some Shea Moisture products don't have alcohols or tocopherol. The stuff that dries your hair out. That's used as, like, a expector, or, like, as, like, a detergent or something.
Yeah. Oh, I meant, like...
But it also can hurt your hair to have it, like, straight. Like, I have a straightener, and that's, like, burning my hair, sort of.
It's also your hair's dead. Like...
Yeah.
Like, again, like, this is, like... It's, like, hair, like... I don't want to, like,
Ooh,
discount...
My friend in Frederick just dyed her hair black. But she's been talking about it for a while.
Who did? Your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Like, I don't want to discount... That hair makes people feel human. Like we think, like, if you think about, like, all the ways that people will shave other people's heads to dehumanize them.
Oh, yeah, Mama.
Like, I don't want to, like, discount that hair is not, is, but it is at the same time, like, it is not a living part of your body. So, like, if you're freaking out about your hair.
Give me a fingernails.
It's just, like, you know, like, if it is a real health hazard, you can cut it off. You know?
Yeah,
so it's, like, just that people have messy, ugly hair, too. You know? I don't know. It's, like...
Yeah.
That scene when they're, like, hair is everything in Fleabag, and then they... And then that was the haircut that Claire had. Like, that really is, like, how I feel about hair. Hair is everything, but also, you're gonna fuck up your hair, probably. Like, it doesn't always look good.
Yeah, I agree. I mean... It's also... It can be, for some people, important for gender.
For gender
reasons.
For culture.
I mean, if I was, like, a Tilda Swinton type...
Andro.
I could, like, shave my head and people would be like, ooh, look at that woman. If I shave my head now, they'd be like, ooh, look at that sad man with no hair.
Sad, bald man in wig.
Yeah. Okay, so Meghan Trainor... But I feel like...
Oh, wait. Yeah, we were... So, what? So do we want to talk... So, I'm really interested in... Well, so... Why I feel like it's an interesting topic is because I feel like in a lot of ways, sonically, American music is... Well, I don't know. So, how far deep should I go?
Well, I don't think we have to, like, trace... the heritage of American music all the way back to truly American forms of music back to, we can say that it was, I would say, almost completely Black people who invented and
like what
performed,
we think of as pop music.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, the music that that created the heritage that led to the music that people listen today.
Yes.
That's like an important acknowledgement, but we don't have to like walk through it.
Yeah, but I mean, so I was just thinking about, like, I was reading this book about critical race theory for a presentation I had to do.
What?
And like,
which book was that?
I can't remember.
Oh, it was like, it was more like a homework book then?
It was like a textbook.
Like a collection of essays.
No, here's my book on critical race theory.
Oh.
Not like collection
was
of essays.
Was it a collegiate?
I was presenting to a college class on, so I was like gonna use
gotcha.
A real, it's a scholarly source.
Okay, okay.
And they were like, race is the central political race is the central political axis of America, like of American life. And I like truly believe that like, honestly, I feel like everything we do in America revolves around race.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's true in other countries. I don't think that's probably true in every country, but definitely in America, I do think it is.
Yeah, I agree.
And so then, taking that to music, music and race are, of course, intertwined. Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Music and race are intertwined, and so much popular music is influenced by Black popular music.
Yep.
And now by other cultures too. Like, we're seeing this huge the K wave, like this influence of Korean media in general and K pop in music. There's influences from all around South and Central America, from Latin America in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then from also influence from especially West Africa, but all over Africa too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that we get. Like, of course, popular music is not often coming from white people, but white people are still at the top a lot. So it's interesting
right.
to me to see, like, that, like, music in some ways is one of these really diverse spaces, if you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, who is dominating the top of the charts and, like, who are the white people that are succeeding and how? So some people, I feel like, lean into appropriating other cultures. Some people don't do that at all, and some people kind of fall in the middle.
And I think the people who aren't doing it at all are not, I just feel like that's not super being, not exactly being honest about what in fact what we say maybe people appear not to be, what in fact they are drawing from in terms of that heritage that doesn't appear to the country music.
Well, they're drawing from white people who had previously appropriated
right
Black
so there's
culture.
A step, what's it called, like
a degree of removal.
Exactly, which is something that Americans and our, like, inability to have, like, object permanence with, like, the realities of our history deal with every single second of every day. I was just trying to think, what about the Albanian...
The girlies?
Yeah, the Albanian girlies.
The Albanian mafia?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should call them that, but okay.
You said it!
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure if we should be calling them that, but okay. You know, I'll do it again. I'll say Albanian Mafia.
No.
So it's Bebe Rexha, Dua Lipa, Rita Ora.
Ava Max.
God, she's so forgettable. They're, I feel like...
They still have a lot of play, though.
I mean, if... This is not to be rude to Who Weekly, but, like... I feel like Rita Ora is lower than Bebe Rexha. Like, at this point
yeah.
in our culture, Bebe Rexha is more culturally relevant.
Rita Ora was supposed to be a Who from the start.
But she's always... And she's married to Taika Waititi, Oscar winner.
Oh.
But she's still, like, to me, less famous than... Like, Bebe
mm-hmm.
Rexha's like, rawr. My Rexars.
Like, what did I go? A little bit psycho. Oh, she's sweet, but I was like,
that's Ava Max.
I know, that's what I said.
No, we're talking about Bebe Rexha.
I know, and I said, you said Bebe Rexha is like a rar. And
oh.
I said, Ava Max is that song. Rita Ora is like British somehow, and then...
Rita Ora is British pretending to be Black, and Dua Lipa is British not pretending to be Black.
Yeah.
There we go.
To the people.
No, I don't think Rita Ora is pretending to be black. She does. What about
Christina Aguilera?
Well, oh gosh. Okay, so I guess...
That's a whole, yeah. That's
I feel like, okay, I feel like we can kind of talk about how there are these people that, like, are on kind of their, like, their white butt, you know? So, like, Christina Aguilera is white. Oh, but she's also Latina, you know?
What about Pink?
Oh, Pink is pretending to, like, that's blackfishing.
Oh, my God.
And then, or there's people like Charlie XCX, who we're not going to talk about, probably because we actually think she's doing a lot of, like, probably something a little more interesting than just white American pop music.
Yeah.
Because she's British, too, but, like, she is mixed, but also, like, she, like, I think very much, like, I don't know. I'm not going to say what I think.
That's fine.
Because I'm not sure if it's right. But that there's, like, you have these people on the outside who are more socially acceptable outsiders because they can conform in one way or the other.
Right. Well, who, what other, like...
Okay, so do you want to start with Taylor Swift or do you want to start older?
No.
Let's start with Elvis.
I'm not starting with Elvis, but Taylor Swift definitely... draws some kind of line from Elvis to herself, I would
well,
say.
Well, because, like, Elvis is, to me, like, Iggy Azalea and Macklemore.
Yeah,
like,
right.
He's, like,
right.
The, like, the first interloper right. in, you know? Oh, like, and then you have successive generations of white people who make more inroads into a genre. So, like, if we think about rap, we have people, like... You have early people like Eminem and like Vanilla Ice.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
then you have, you still have, and then you have Macklemore and Iggy Azalea. And now there's like, now we've kind of reached that point in the culture where white people can just be rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, like Jack Harlow and like, I don't know, Post Malone. He's
Who
kind
is
of a rapper.
Jack Harlow?
He's just some man.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's like, we don't even, like, it's kind of like how. With Ariana Grande, we kind of just, like, gave up on the fact that she is, like, doing all this really dark self-tanning, you know, changing her features with plastic surgery, really feels like, in a lot of ways, that she's appropriating R&B in a way that maybe feels a little inappropriate. But, and the society was like, this is wrong, and then she kind of just kept going and feels like, and, like, that her appropriation was an unstoppable
juggernaut.
So you said
society, but I feel like it's people who think more than... beyond, like, what's in front of their face that felt that way. Because I feel like if you interviewed, like, some teen girl...
Some Arianator.
Oh, my God, like, Ariana Grande is so unique and, like, incredible. Or whatever.
Well, because she could bring R&B in the style that she was doing to young white kids who watch Nickelodeon.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the pipeline. From Nick, there's a Nickelodeon... Miley Cyrus. Well, I like that she's kind of a freak, too.
She is a freak. But... I think that...
I think she smokes cigarettes, too, because I saw that one video where she was like...
She definitely smokes weed.
But she also... She moved through an aesthetic into what she's doing now. From Disney through, like, Wrecking Ball and, like, being, like, overly sexualized. What, not overly, but, like, what, you know, okay, comparative, like, so Taylor Swift.
Yes, overly
Taylor
sexual.
Swift,
she's
I don't,
naked
I don't,
in that video.
I would believe
video.
If someone said Taylor Swift has never sucked a dick in her life. I'd be, well, Taylor Swift has never had sex, like penetrated
no,
sex
Swift
in her life.
Taylor Swift doesn't have, she doesn't fuck.
She doesn't
she
fuck.
She might have sex.
She does not
fuck. But she's
Ariana
not.
Ariana Grande fucks.
Ariana Grande stays fucking these girls under the table.
under the table.
But so, like, I guess, like, I think that there are a lot of ways to be a white pop star, but, like...
Yeah.
And, like, so one of the ways that it seems pretty simple, a simple way to be a white pop star, is to just be the white version of what black people are doing.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge market for the sound that black people do on a white face.
Yeah.
Or even on a lighter face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking about how, like... J-Lo, like, didn't even record half of her, like, music, and it's just Christina Milian and Ashanti on her records, and it's like, oh, people really wanted to hear Ashanti and Christina Milian, but they wanted to put it with a face that was more acceptable, you know, even if it wasn't a white face. But, like, I feel like Elvis is a quintessential example of that.
Yeah.
And then there are some kind of, like, I feel like there are white people who kind of take it a step further. They're not just copying a black artist or a group of black artists, yeah, but they are taking from some black artists and some white artists that came before them. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, Madonna's like that.
I agree. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is definitely like that. And, like, and here it's, like, more complicated because, like, we're going to record our album. We're going to take a lot of inspiration probably from a lot of black artists and a lot of white artists. Like, lots of different, like, and, like, it's, like...
Right.
When you're pulling from other people, part of it is just recognizing them. Like, you need to cite your sources. Mm-hmm. But it is also, like, I don't know, like, it gets a little different. Like, it's, like, Madonna citing her sources in Vogue is not... It still feels a little, like...
Well, I mean,
gauche to me when, like, mm-hmm, the people in the ballroom scene were dying of AIDS, you know?
I mean, I would say that, like, when it comes to doing that sort of stuff, like, the practical effect of it matters, and it's not just, like, oh, okay, you cited your sources, but, like, how does that, like, what does that translate to realistically in the market or in your life or in anybody else's life?
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know. Is it enough to not make money off of it? Is it, you know, and set your sources, or, like, what are some other ways that we would, that we as people, as white people who consume a lot of different types of music, would feel satisfied if an artist were to, like, make, like, what would an artist have to do? Like, if Kim Petras, I don't know. Like, what would Gaga or Madonna or someone, like, have to do to, like, to surprise us and make us feel like, oh, like, okay, like, they love that music and they want to work in that vein, but they choose not to, or they want to work in that vein and
they start a label where they bring up, like, people underneath them, like, I mean,
or like, pay for someone else's career, or I don't
know. You know, I mean, and some artists do that with some people, but
I mean,
it's
as much as money is, like, nothing, it doesn't, isn't real, it also is real, and I think that, I think that
money is real. That's anti-Semitic.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Science is real.
Is it?
I think that it really depends on the kind of effect that you're, you know, kind of assuming is helpful or good. I mean, what was there a single white artist operating at a high level today who has been like, you know what? I'm going to do reparations.
No.
It's like, no, you know? And it's because... And I think partially that's because, like, if they did, it would be opening up this box where it's, like...
I mean, who are they going to give reparations to?
Right, but also, like people...
Even Taylor Swift, like...
Right.
She doesn't have enough money to do reparations in a really substantial way.
Well...
Like, I think Elon Musk does.
Okay, well, I'd argue that she could do reparations in a substantial way for some people.
Yeah, but it's not like she can't just be like, I mean,
she's not
going to
lift up a whole class of people or like,
but like what she could be doing,
or you know, but she could say anything about, like, you know, the prison industrial complex, but she won't, because half of her fans are hicks or just people who think they're hicks and are just Republicans,
or even people who don't think they're hicks but are not critical of the prison industrial system.
Right.
But so, and then I feel like, but I feel like we, Taylor Swift is kind of different person, because I feel like people like Madonna and Miley Cyrus, I would put in this vein. I don't know if Gaga's exactly the same, but they can, like, pop girlies nowadays love
Miley
to have
Cyrus
eras.
Twerking.
They love to have eras, they love to have personas that they switch around in. And in doing that, they often adopt aesthetics of other races and ethnicities and cultures, whether that's, like, like kind of like a black aesthetic, a Latino aesthetic,
yeah,
or it could be like a queer aesthetic.
Russian aesthetic cartoon.
That I'm okay with. I'm okay with appropriating Russian culture.
Can I appropriate your Polish culture?
Yes, please do.
I'll just make you pierogies. That's all I'll do.
Honestly, please, I give you permission. For all Polish people, I give you permission. But so, like, and so that really reminds me of how Toni Morrison talks about In Playing in the Dark. God, I'm really annoying, but...
it's a good book.
It's such a good book. And she talks about
did
how...
Did I get that for you?
Did yeah, I you just, did.
Yay!
Yeah. It, she talks about how white writers use blackness to understand their own situation. They use black characters and black figures to understand right, what exactly. they're going through. And right. it really also reminds me of Philip DeLoria Jr.
What was her...
Who
did she
does... Have, okay. Sorry, can, do you mind if I finish? Who talks about playing Indian. His book is called Playing Indian. And in it, he talks about how... like the Boston Tea Party and then like so much literature in America uses the specter like uses white people playing like pretending to be indigenous yeah. to differentiate themselves from European culture I would say if we kind of combine those two things that a lot of white people in America define themselves as American by using signifiers from a mixture of white black and indigenous cultures in the U.S. and increasingly other cultures too.
That's kind of exactly what I was thinking when you first mentioned that part of Morrison's book, because I was like, oh, like it seems like a lot of the time, even if white people are kind of like not as evil, they are.
We are.
Right, sorry, we're both white,
but well, we're not. I don't know if like, I don't know if I in
do
that way.
Right, but I don't know if I'm sure I have done, but like, I guess what I'm trying to express is that like, instead of thinking about whiteness in any kind of meaningful capacity, and taking accountability or taking about accountability as much as one can, by understanding things and not being ignorant. People are always ready to just jump into like, oh, I'll just read this book by Toni Morrison and I'll understand the whole experience and then I can be a good person or whatever.
Or I'll just make this song. I'll make my rap music. We can't right. stop.
Or like, oh, I'll work and with, twerk. You know, well, like Rosalia, she's like, she makes, occasionally makes music, like,
she makes a lot of music.
Reggaeton with... music and stuff like that. And sometimes it seems like they collaborate in a way that feels very positive and like supportive and equal,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes it feels like I don't know, like she's
well. Sometimes
to make
it feels
like
that song that's DJ Snake, Ozuna, Megan Thee Stallion, and Lisa from Blackpink, which that to me is like that's they were like let's make an international collab. There's nothing wrong with that, right. but it very much is like. If you, like, I could see, like...
I don't think music executives and producers are that smart or that considerate. They may be good at making money and making music, but they're not trying to critically redistribute wealth or...
No.
Or,
but,
you know, or
but
do reparations
like,
or
when I
like
see
that.
Something that is...
They're like, oh, this looks good, right? Oh, it's multicultural, multiculti.
Well, it's, and it's also, it's just appealing to a very wide audience.
That's exactly
if you have
right.
people who are into rap music, American rap music and reggaeton... And then you can throw a K-pop artist on there. That's, like, opening things up. And then you're also, like...
Capital.
Yeah. But what I would say to that is it's not even necessarily bad. It just is not, like, it's not the collab that I would have wanted.
Yeah.
I would want to see, Jaehyun Soyeon and Megan Thee Stallion and Rosalia. That's, like, the collab I want to see,
yeah.
you know? And, like, maybe we can throw Lisa on there as well. But it's just, like... Like, I think that there is, like, it's not that we shouldn't have these, like, international collaborations.
Right.
But it's that, like, they seem... But going back to whiteness, we were talking about, like, how, like, there's white performers who take on personas. Like I would say, like, Eminem's whole persona, like, is Eminem, but he is the white rapper, you know? And, like, there's no other... Like, he... No, all of his, like, other personas, like the Slim Shady, like, are, like, subsumed underneath that. Whereas, like, Miley Cyrus has been, like, she's done Jolene. She's in her rock era. She did her Disney stuff. And she also did twerking and making hip-hop or hippie-ish, hip-hop-ish.
Right.
You know, that, like, And then there's people like Taylor Swift that no matter what her persona is, it still is really attached to whiteness. And this is, I feel like, where we want to go in this conversation, which is...
whiteness is inextricably linked to the, oppression and not just a literal... what people think of as historic sense, but also inextricably linked to the, not the urge, but the impulse that seems unchecked of calling what they're doing, claiming it for whiteness. Yeah, colonizing, yeah.
The colonizing attitude.
And the colonizing attitude is most successful when it can, make invisible the realities of the connections between the political, social, and economic, histories that lead to the possibility of a success of someone like Taylor Swift.
So, do you think Taylor Swift is more successful than Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because she's made her white... well, I don't want to say she's made her whiteness invisible, but because... I guess,
I don't think that she's ever made a piece of music that her audience did not suck dry with obsession. You know what I mean? There's no criticism in her audience. I would say largely. There's no... they would be like, don't work with Jack. He's so boring. Or, that's it. That's the only thing that they'll...
So apparently there is backlash against her whole Maddie Healy thing, but I don't really want to get into that because I'm losing.
Half of those women are I dated someone who was so gross like that, so I get it, girl. It's she's a billionaire. Can we not hold anyone to a standard of anything, even if they're a billionaire? No, I guess not.
I mean, she's allowed to make mistakes, but it's I don't know.
I think that I don't have that kind of pity for her.
I'm not she's allowed to make mistakes. I'm not going to forgive her for it. But I guess I feel like with Taylor Swift, you have two kind of things coming on. We have the fact that she's an Aryan princess.
Yeah.
In whatever that means. And then also the fact that she has this rabid fan base. Because when I think about the people who have rabid fan bases, they are people with a lot of personality and who are really distinctive. Yeah. Not people who feel kind of milquetoast. So, Beyonce is one of the, most talented. She's changed popular music. She's influential and talented. But, literally the way that everyone sings and raps right now in any kind of, R&B inflected music, pop music in general, it sounds the way it does. Or in rap, honestly, it sounds the way it does because of her. She's like Stevie Wonder, And then so that's why, the Beehive is fucking prolific, crazy.
Prolific, incredibly talented.
Yeah. And then there's Nicki Minaj is, an icon. She's a titan, and she is also incredibly distinctive and really inspires a lot of devotion because of her story and what she's like, and she feels really real. Maybe it's all a persona, but I believe that Nicki Minaj, the way she goes on a live and will talk, it seems like she's being real. Yeah. And so that again, I understand the devotion. Even Lana Del Rey, her weird little persona is niche, but it feels very Americana. And we could talk about Lana after Taylor because she also uses whiteness a lot, I think, as a pop star.
Yeah,
but
just to clarify, when you say or we say whiteness in that context, do you mean everything that includes, including what I mentioned about how whiteness is oftentimes an attempt to wash away the links to artists, both present and historic, that have made their careers possible and their aesthetic possible and their fan base possible?
Yeah.
Also from a social political standpoint, who has the money to buy that records or go to the concerts, you know what I mean? And it's white people, right?
Well, I mean, now it's a little different because of streaming. You can get music for free. Right.
Concerts are what artists use to make money. Cutting the record costs money or whatever, but then when you tour, that's where the margin is.
Yeah.
Not on the CDs or the $3 you get a year from Spotify. But I was just thinking, it includes so much of that stuff, and it's such a faceted shit gem that people don't think about,
yeah,
polished, this like highly faceted and polished turd of evil that like people just don't don't want to claim. I mean, we absolutely would claim it. I mean, it's the reality. It's our lived experience.
Wait, so like, what are you trying to say?
So though? It's not just like, oh, there's a white artist.
No, but
her aesthetic is so, like, it's like
there's a cultural aesthetic of like, of course, of whiteness, and then there's the musical aesthetic of whiteness, but then there's also the like cultural force of being white and of like being white in the music industry that allow the person to get where they are, I think, right?
Yeah.
But so why, so like, I'm trying to think of other people who have these rabid fan bases, like also like K-pop, you know, like K-pop makes sense because you have all these people, they're producing, they're beautiful, and people attached to...
Well, apparently there are, like, Adina stans, too, you know? Like,
they didn't come for me. They'll never come for me. Honestly, we'll have to take a detour to hate on Idina Menzel in a little bit.
Listen, I'm putting Idina on blast. She's a bad singer.
But so, like, why are people so obsessed with Taylor Swift? Why are Swifties so fucking crazy? Is it just because she's lasted this long, you know?
Perhaps. I mean, I think that they...
Like, if she's...
I think that they see so much... I feel like they see an opportunity to feel proud about who they are in her story, in her music.
Okay.
And it's like, when in a context, I mean, currently, where if you have any kind of a critical bone in your body or, like, you know, a perceptive bone in your body, you're not out here celebrating whiteness. I think that her career and her music celebrates whiteness.
Okay.
And I think that's why the... I think that's not necessarily, like, the most obvious... or the reason that people even... even those people think they like Taylor Swift. What do you think?
Well, I'm just a little confused because I feel like Taylor Swift is really middle of the road. You said earlier when we were talking about this before that I asked, why do a lot of people like Taylor Swift? And you said, because she's so middle of the road. She is...
That was my first thought.
Like, pretty inoffensive. And I would say I agree with that. You know, like, Taylor Swift does not make work that is challenging. She doesn't make work that's ahead of its time, you know? All of, like, I feel like a lot of her stuff is nostalgic. It's looking backwards. It's hard. And this isn't actually a critique, you know? Like, you don't always have to be forward-looking. Looking back is useful. And, like, I also want to say this, like, I don't really like Taylor Swift, but I'm not, like, I used to be, like, Taylor Swift is the white devil. Now I'm kind of, like, you know... The Republicans are the white devil. Like, whiteness is the white devil.
She's
like, I can't just lay that at Taylor Swift's feet. But, so, like, I'm
How do you know she's not a Republican?
She probably is. I don't know. I mean, she's a billionaire. That's the same thing as being a Republican. But more just, like, it's not just her, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I have no desire to blame her for this because I need to be blaming many more
people. I agree.
Including her. But, so, like, she's in middle of the road, inoffensive. The stuff that she makes, I would say, is, like, it's constructed with care. Maybe not care, but at least, like, with quality in mind, you know? Like, she's not, like,
putting up... I would say care. Care is not exclusively, like, an end product positive thing.
Like, I find it... Like, I find a lot of the... So, personally, I find a lot of the music that she makes listenable, but not engaging.
Not engaging.
Like, and, but this is also, like... Like, especially when it was... Ever since the radio ended, I haven't really heard any of her stuff. Because now... Like, before, like, in high school and the early parts of college, I had to listen to music that was popular, and then I would search out some music that I really liked. Now, at this point in my life, I only listen to music that I choose. I'm never in a situation, or I'm very, very rarely in a situation where I'm hearing music made, like, that other people are choosing for me. It's just, a really different music scene. So, like, I really don't listen to her now, but, like, I'm remember, like, I don't know, like... Even, like, I remember the singles off of Reputation. I was like, oh, these are songs, you know, these are pop songs, and they don't sound, like, your voice doesn't sound bad on this. Like, there's a theme here. It's not just, like...
Right, well, consider Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is... We should go to her next.
I agree, but Billie Eilish, like, she's... And I'm not saying that this is the wrong way to make music, but she'll be like, yeah, we took... She's like, yeah, we took 7,000 takes and pitched them all together, and I just sound so good. It's like, a farting orangutan would sound that good.
I mean, let's get a farting orangutan and make it into a Billie Eilish song.
You could.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like, well, and I do think she, like, she and her brother must be good writers and good, like, they have a good, like, sense of quality because, like, I don't love Billie Eilish, but I love that one. Under the tree, under the leaf of it. Like, it's like, it's like just her whispering the entire time.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's really gorgeous. You know, like, I get it. Like, I don't want to, like, that's not, she's not the person I want to listen to whisper.
Right.
Like, if I want to listen to someone whisper, it's Soraya Perry or Sade.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have to whisper, like, because when they whisper, it's with, like, gorgeous intensity. It's not just like, I had a dream. Because Billie Eilish's whispering sounds a little lazy. Where it's like, like, I don't know, like, when... Just reputation with my neighbors.
She just needs to wear black and green clothing, dye her hair green, and look like I can a monster and whisper into her mic for 1,000 hours. And
but
the teens will be like,
well, but like, but she can make that into something interesting, you know? Like, I would say that I think Billie Eilish is a better musician than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, I would say that Taylor Swift is not like agonizing to my ears. All the time. There's songs that I do hate, though, but...
I think I found the my inability to engage very miserable.
So you really don't like how she sounds?
The only songs that I
What do
really,
you not like about it?
So the only songs that I would ever think about...
Our song is a slam and scream door, sitting out late, tagging on your window, but that is good.
This kiss... Unstoppable. Same key, same cadence. Sorry, autism.
I feel like that's good because it's camp. Taylor's
yeah.
Like country
or like,
Taylor Swift
or like,
it shoots the moon. Yes. We were both young. Like it's
like,
funny.
When I was in high school, I cried to that song.
I did not cry to that song.
I was mostly just sad about being gay and lonely.
I mean, weren't we all?
She has like 2 or 3 pop songs from her pop era.
That Wait, I'm from like, 1989.
And I write your name. Boys only want love at as thought. Which is just that thing. It's just the same song, basically,
oh.
Right? Because she's like, boys, girls only want love if it's torture. Boys only want love if it's torture. And Lauryn Hill wrote, some guys only want that thing, some girls only want that thing.
I think that might be a thematic convergence.
That's fine.
I don't, like...
I'm not saying she was listening to Lauryn Hill.
I don't
Obviously,
think
she
lifted it from Lauryn.
No, but, like...
But there is a better version of that song out there.
Yeah.
Well, but that thing, I feel like, is also about money.
I agree. Well, it's more complex than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's... God. But so... I'm just trying to think...
Well, there's maybe, like, one or two other ones that were just, like... If I was having a party at my NCA at school, and some girly was there, she'd go to the computer
say,
and tap.
Can I put on Taylor Swift? I'll say, you can put on...
You can put on 2 songs.
You could put on maybe something from 1989,
right.
Maybe All Too Well, maybe some country, but, like, you get 2 or 3 songs at most and not together.
Right.
Or maybe we'll listen to them all 3 and then that's
and
it for the
night. And
then
we'll kick you out of the party.
So, but I don't know. What, is that too long?
No, I'm just saying, like, how long do you want the episode to be?
1 hour.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're getting close to getting to, like, a point.
But no, so, I agree. So...
But so, like, I feel like we've done a little analysis on what we think her quality is. Well, it's also, like, when she...
Do you mean quality in terms of, like...
Like, how good she is.
Or, oh, okay. Because that's also difficult to... Like, that's also very... I mean, I'm not about to say it's subjective, but that's the thing. Subjectivity doesn't necessarily mean opinion. It's also about...
Wait, are you trying to say she's not pretty or she is pretty?
Aestheticism. No, she's beautiful. I don't know if she... I'm not attracted to her because I think she looks like a shark, but...
I think her fashion is so boring.
Oh, God. Well, the videos... She had a video with Ice Spice and she put on, like, a 40s housewife dress. And I'm like, you're not reclaiming it. You're just using it.
Oh, no, I think you're definitely right. The Taylor Swift, like, there are some girls who look good in 19, like, in 40s and 50s dresses.
Oh, and I wonder,
dresses.
Is it blonde white women?
I mean, well, there's that one woman who's like, I love living my 1950s life, and she's black. And she looks really good. But it's also, that aesthetic does appeal, and it's not a critical look at... You know, it's very much like, I wish I could have lived in the 50s.
But Okay, so we have some other younger artists. Arianka. Billie Eilish.
But I feel like Billie Eilish more clearly takes inspiration from, like, it's not as covert how she takes inspiration from black artists.
Right.
And, like, in her fashion, especially, like, in her first era, before she, like, started wearing tight clothes, mm-hmm. she was, like, doing streetwear, you know?
I would be not surprised if she had a Telfar or two.
Yeah, I mean, and so, like, not that, like, and we can talk about whether or not Billie Eilish should or should not have done that. I don't really feel like I even have a coherent thought on that. But it's, like, I would say that Billie Eilish, I have, well, I guess I really don't know enough, but, like, she's not, like, trying to make white music or trying to make black music.
Right.
In the same way that I would say Taylor Swift makes white music and Ariana Grande makes music that she thinks is black.
That's exactly right.
But I don't know if she actually thinks she is.
But who else is, like, a actually, quote, important, as in I would say, like, top, always hitting top 40, whatever, like, white woman pop star?
I feel like the last white woman pop star to do that was Katy Perry.
That's so true.
And she was more malleable than Taylor Swift because she did appropriate. She was more Madonna-like, you know. But she's also dead now. I mean, she's not dead.
Swish, swish, swish.
Okay, but that is Pink Ferragamo, Sliders on Deck. My Life is a Movie. I'm Never Offset. Yeah. Me and My Amigos, No, Not Offset. Like, that feature is so good. Yeah. I just listened to that song and it's like, actually, I'll listen to the entire song.
Just to hear
just the because yeah, the entire song, like, it's that one thing where, like, Nicki takes over the song once she enters in. It's like, it's the regular song, and then for the, like, second half, it's Nicki Minaj's version. Yeah. And then I'm like, ooh, I like this, where, like, I have the kind of bass form. It's like the Chromatica, where, like, I have the bass form, and I get to listen to it, and then I get to compare it to the good remix.
Oh, absolutely.
It'd be like listening to Free Woman and then listening to the Free Woman remix.
I think Katy Perry is better than Taylor Swift, not necessarily as, like,
she's a worse singer, I think. Right, like Pupa to Chrysalises.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, actually, that's even too nice.
I think Katy Perry, I prefer her because I think her career and her work is very funny. You know, I think it's very funny.
No, she is funny.
Like, especially funny, but, like, stupid. Like, she have a feel like a plastic bird,
or like all those memes when she was had really short blonde hair.
Just a girl, that was during the era
so gay.
Where my friends, yeah, exactly. Well, Taylor Swift is like, you're gay. She has that songs.
Oh yeah, too. They both have their gay, their homophobic,
and I just think that, like, the people were like, she shouldn't do that if she's not a lesbian, and I was like, I literally do not care.
At this point, I'm, like, lesbians have reclaimed I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah, I just think that's the thing.
Katy Perry is funny. She has Left Shark.
She also came out of, like, a bad religious upbringing or whatever. And Taylor Swift was basically born with a platinum spoon up her butt.
A platinum anal thermometer.
Yeah. She was born in a... She was born in a... What is this? Oh, my God. It's chased silver.
Them handles is chased silver. But then... Okay. Katy Perry has Left Shark. She has those memes where she's like... Like, she has funny things. And she has let those memes be things. I feel like she doesn't have a stick up her ass about how people perceive her.
Remember when we were at your parents' house and we watched for the first time Bon Appetit?
I would watch that right now.
I know.
We should watch that, and that's where we... So I feel like Katy Perry... I also get the sense...
I think we, for some reason, we're like cutting her some slack because we think she's hilarious.
Yeah, well, I also... Didn't she, like... Hasn't she, like, recently got a lot of bad press for American Idol? They're like, Katy Perry tricks a man and kisses her. Katy Perry mom shames the contestant.
Oh, I love that. I keep seeing all this shit. I watched that episode because, Judy's, like, best friend's daughter, Wei, was on the show.
Oh, wow!
And she's amazing. She's so good. She should have won. I don't know why she didn't win.
Did she go on?
Yeah, she went on pretty far.
Oh, wow.
No, she's the best singer on that show. Oh, it's okay. Just, like, of course, like, she actually had some substance to her performance and her style.
Well, because she didn't want to just be America's next, the American Idol. She probably wants to be a singer. Like, that's like how Carly Rae Jepsen is. She got fabulous. Like third on Canadian mm-hmm. Idol, and now creates God's music. Like, what they play in heaven, in gay heaven, in Mykonos.
Well, didn't also, like, that drag queen, fucking Australian.
Adore Delato?
No, the Australian drag queen, didn't she? Oh, Adore was on it.
Adore was on, but she wasn't in boy mode. Courtney Act.
Courtney Act.
Yeah, she also did it.
But they're funny and insane and gay.
Yeah.
I am actually feeling like Courtney Act's just a straight woman.
Kelly Clarkson is another white woman singer.
Yeah.
I feel like she gets a... She, like, people are... Wow, she's a good singer. And that's, like...
Yeah, that's,
so she just kind of does whatever.
Adele!
Adele!
No, Adele is a problem.
Adele is a problem.
Adele's a problem. Like, Adele? That's the thing. Taylor Swift operates in this white space where people can't... have difficulty pinning her on doing problematic shit, where Adele operates in the space where she's being super racist all the time and just, like, but no one cares. Well, I care.
I feel like Adele is also, like, she's kind of like Katy Perry, where I'm like, oh, you're funny, so I'll give you a pass.
That's the thing, but, like, she's...
And I feel like she feels bad.
She has nodes in that. I feel bad for her.
Well, also, I think she is a poor, working-class white woman from London who got rich. Mm-hmm. And I think also
she's
like
kind of the
and like
who's that woman who sang that Les Mis song over and over again? Susan Boyle.
If Adele could have been Susan Boyle if she hadn't got her big break young.
Yeah.
But now she turned cunty.
But she like wore bantu knots and like
I'm like that and then like so I feel like that's the Jamaica bra is one incident, and then there's the kind of more complicated
soul,
fact that her soul music and she like and but that
affect, performance
that's
affect.
Like also the same as Amy Winehouse. It's that like
well it's like it's kind of we could probably point to Adele as being if she wasn't so famous similar to the Yabba sound, which is like you know people are like oh wow like that's
isn't there.
There's, like, those videos.
Isn't it? So, there's a comedian. I think it's Shaliwa Sharp, who's, like... I don't know if I said her name right. I'm sorry. Where she's, like... I love those videos of black people being surprised by how good a singer she is.
Yeah.
But Yebba is on, like, chant songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna be Yebba, that's where you wanna be. Like,
yeah,
I think, like, she's, like, oh, I have this beautiful voice. I really like... Mm-hmm. R&B, I really like gospel, I really like hip-hop. Let me work with the people who are doing that, you know? Like...
Yeah, thankfully, I just like musical theater, which isn't problematic at all.
Yeah, Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Literally, more than half of all musicals ever written are evil and racist.
What's a non-evil musical? Like, what...
Once on this Island.
It was written by white people, though,
oh,
so...
Fuck.
It just feels a little like...
With The Color Purple.
I think that Color
is,
Purple
oh,
was also composed by
some white gays.
No, I think it was a white woman, but I might be thinking of The Secret Garden. But I think
you are thinking of The Secret Garden, but you might also be right about The Color Purple. I don't know. Anyway,
Dreamgirls
is incredible. Shirley
who wrote Dreamgirls?
A Strange Loop. Is a good musical.
I've like literally never heard it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fire.
The same guy who did the music for Dreamgirls did the music for Sideshow.
That's a problem. I think here's the thing. Adele, I feel like, is modern day. Female Elvis.
She is, yes, but I feel like it's also that kind of thing where it's almost different enough that it's like
we keep going.
That it's like, oh, I get that this is also how you make music, you know? Like
yeah.
I don't know, like Like, I buy for Adele the what Elvis wanted me to buy about Elvis. That, like, she, like, went to a revival as a child, and she was like, this is what I'm gonna do, you know? And she just felt the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, my God.
So I believe that. So that's why I give her...
I see.
More of a pass. But that's not... I'm not saying that's right. But so, I feel like where we're ending up is just that, like... Okay, actually, here.
Please.
I think I know it.
Yes.
I don't think I know why Taylor Swift is the way she is. I think I know why we don't like her.
Please tell me.
Because she's so fake.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what's going
on
with her. She's
fake and not gay.
Well, I mean, so, like, Adele, it's like... I feel like I can see you, like...
So that's
trying to be real.
Authenticity.
But, like, the... Exactly. So, like, Katy Perry, we're like, oh, she's funny. That's authentic.
Oh,
she's,
yeah. It's, like, because as gays, an aesthetic truth is humor, because it's how we survive.
Well, but it's also aesthetic, like, but also that, like, we're kind of like, eh, this is a little unethical, but I like, you know, when things are funny or entertaining.
Well, like, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, I mean, it's just, like, that, like, and I think that that's part of, like, enjoying things under capitalism, too, is that, mm-hmm. like, you, like, not that this is right... And I don't endorse this because I don't think that we should just, like, unquestioningly consume things that are problematic.
Right.
At the same time, it feels like everything is problematic, so you just pick the things that you like and ignore the problematic things about them sometimes, you know?
True.
Like, there are definitely things that are more problematic and, like, things that where the, like, there are real big problems, you know? And, like, you... Each person figures out where they draw the line for themselves, you know?
We're also super critical.
Yeah.
Because we enjoy that and we think it's important.
Yeah. And so, like...
That's also how we were taught.
Yeah. But so, like... But, like, Taylor Swift feels so mediated because I feel like she had, like, a lot of scandals and then the dating stuff, and that was really good for her career.
Yeah.
So now, at this point, it feels like her whole life is totally controlled. So we don't really get
apparently
a sense of what she really is.
There's a... Cameron said that he watched her, like... the documentary about her life or whatever and found it interesting, but not because he likes Taylor Swift, just I can't remember what.
I think that you and I, even if we watched that, would be like, oh, this is all propaganda.
Oh, I see.
We see Taylor Swift's entire work as propaganda for her, for
oh yeah.
And this is where we can bring it back around to whiteness, is what? That like I see it as propaganda for like white music, you
oh,
know
yeah.
like here is this perfect person. Here's the Aryan princess. Let us all worship her.
Right, like, and, like, for women, as I said earlier, like, women relate because they're like, oh, I've had a bad boyfriend before, too. Like, you know?
Yeah. I also, yeah. So, like, I feel like that authenticity is what makes us unable to connect.
And she's very supportive of the ABDL community.
How so?
She encourages her, her most committed fans to wear diapers to the concerts.
Did she really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Honestly...
But they do.
That'd be brave.
Brave and
real. Of course they do. Like, she has... Like, there are people in every community who like Taylor Swift. That's a thing.
No, but the people did that just they didn't have to go to the bathroom. Oh, you never see that?
No.
The women were like, they were wearing their
just
like
be dehydrated
sundresses
instead.
Or whatever, and they were like, look at these like attends or like these depends that I got so they don't have to go to the bathroom.
Just be dehydrated.
Just
bitch.
And if they're not shitting their pants, then it's not real.
we all have massive food poisoning, but we wouldn't miss this for the world.
We're just like mucking our huggies, like to see Taylor Swift wail about like.
But do you think Taylor Swift thinks that she makes music for white people? What do you think she thinks?
I think she's probably so up her own ass that she's holding on to a whole set of silverware. Like,
anal thermometer
her boyfriend
is probably
like, you're great, I love you.
Well, they broke up.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, but then she dated Matty Healy, but
that's
I think
what I
they
mean.
Also just broke up.
Okay, well, whatever. But, like, she has, like, her
squad.
Producer, her squad,
her agent,
everyone,
or
literally,
publicist.
If she was like, I'm gonna do blackface, they'd be like, you should, it's brave. Not that she would ever do anything, like...
That would not be a calculated move.
Right, but I mean, like, what I mean, exaggerating to say that, like, she has people around her that, like, survive off of her success.
And do whatever she says.
Convince her that they're trustworthy and will support her, basically, whatever she, I would imagine, whatever she says she needs to do creatively.
Okay, but that, like, there's people like that with Beyonce, too. And
sure.
Just the difference is that
but every time I've seen Beyonce Taylor Swift speak, stuff. I feel like Taylor Swift has been like, and like, I don't know. I feel like every time I watch an interview or Beyonce speak on stage or
I can't remember the
whatever,
last time she gave an interview.
Or like, I don't know, like whenever she like communicates via her music, it feels, you know.
No, what I'm saying though is that like, that we see Beyonce as a visionary, but I think that also she collaborates with good people.
Yeah.
Like, but so, like, but Taylor Swift, like, I would say is, like, they're, like,
Is Elon Musk a visionary? Oh, wait, no, his daddy gave him money.
Yeah, so,
is Trump
but
a
like,
visionary? No, his daddy gave him money.
I'm not trying to argue that she's
Oh,
good.
I know. But what I'm saying is that, like...
But that people who are powerful and famous and influential... are encouraged to become that way, you know, no matter if they're good or bad, you know.
Yeah, but, like, I still think even in this climate, when Beyonce makes a whole album that's basically like, hey, gay people,
hey, fags.
Y'all are cool, like, in an explicit and meaningful, like, creative way, that feels like a choice, whereas I feel like Taylor Swift's music is like, I don't know, like, does she really need to make another song about, like, feeling sad in her bedroom? Like,
I guess it's also, like, what is Taylor Swift trying to, like, do with her music? You know, like, I don't know, like, so when I think about Renaissance, which I will say is, like, the best album, it is about, like, it's about ecstasy, it's about fun, it's about sex, but it's also about being gay, about being yourself, about being black, you know, like, about being trans, like,
yeah,
it, like, it feels like it has a politic.
Oh, I agree.
And so,
that's another thing I think I sort of was trying to say, was that, like, Taylor Swift's album,
well, did
Taylor
you
Swift's,
listen to Midnight?
So, yes, so Taylor Swift's,
is there a theme?
No. Taylor Swift's music, like many white pieces of art, tries to convince you that it's not of a politic. I would say.
Yes. Even though politics
is whiteness
everything.
Does that all the time, to self-obscure, to...
They're just songs.
Yeah, they're just songs.
Art, it's just an album. And I think that it's easier to get away with that when you have, like, a story. Or, like, even just, like, a theme. Like, 1989 was, like, inspired by the 80s, when she was born.
When she was not living, by the way.
Literally born in the last year of the 80s. But, like, because that can stand in for... The story can stand in for the politics. The
right.
Politics of
the narrative is powerful.
But, like, on just, like, what is the, like, theme of Midnight?